A lot of credit goes to his agent and the people here, Jake Rosenberg, Brian Murphy, the people around Vinny. He wanted to be here. He wanted to be an Eagle, so then it was our responsibility to figure out a way to get that done. And obviously with free agency coming up, his ability to kind of focus on being here is a great credit to him and his team.
In the big picture, when you get a Lane done and a Zach done and a Vinny done in a span of less than 2 weeks, how much does that serve to kind of create an atmosphere that really shows we want our good players to stay instead of the opposite?
Yeah, hopefully that's what we're doing here, is trying to build some continuity and do some things where we can keep people together for the long term and kind of invest in our own. And that doesn't mean that there won't be opportunities in free agency or in the trade market for us to go and make some moves. But the most important thing when you look at the teams that are still playing is invest in your own players and show them that if they do the right things on and off the field, that they have an opportunity to be here for the long term.
Well, Vinny was the first free agent to be that you got done with him. I mean, there was more of an urgency, I would guess, there in terms of you could. I mean, the other guys were all signed next year anyway.
And that comes from the schemes that the coaches are running. So the coaches want to make sure that they have a bunch of pass rushers, you know, fastballs, as we were used to saying with Jim, and now again with Jim. And so to be able to have a bunch of guys who can get pressure on the quarterback, who are versatile, who can rush inside and out, it was important. And then again, just in this time of year, to be able to keep a guy from free agency when we understand that the market is going to be aggressive, it's just a testament to his want to be here in Philadelphia.
The personnel search reports are that it's on hold. Why is that?
We met with a bunch of candidates, a bunch of really good candidates. The way that Jeffrey said it at the press conference was that we wanted to make sure that we did a comprehensive search. And at this time of year, just by the nature of this time of year, teams aren't going to necessarily be so aligned with that. And so we're looking at this as a long-term decision for us and not just a five-month decision. So the candidates that we looked at were good, but we also want to make sure that we're looking at all the good candidates that are available to us.
So the next 3 months, specifically free agency and the draft, how's the structure that's currently in place, and are you undermanned in that area?
Well, we have a very large scouting staff in college and pro. Obviously, Tom's been running the personnel department. He's been diligent about it. You know, I know there were some reports that he wasn't at the Senior Bowl. He wasn't at the East West. He was at both those games. And he obviously has tremendous experience. We have people who are very experienced, and I think that's a different question than what we're looking for kind of from a personnel executive and for the long term. But again, that's a long-term decision for us, and we want to make sure that we're hiring somebody who's going to be here for a long time.
Where do you stand right now with the Fletcher Cox situation contract-wise?
I go back to the statement that we made at the Senior Bowl, which is that we obviously want Fletcher Cox here. I mean, he's a tremendous player, a tremendous person, and but at the same time, you know, sometimes these all don't happen as quickly as you'd like. So without getting into specifics, because we want to be respectful of him, but obviously we want Fletcher Cox here. We want him here for an extremely long time. We'd love for him to not only start his career, but finish his career as an Eagle.
Generally speaking, though, you've spent a lot of money the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Are you still comfortable with the position you're in as far as the cap? If you want to, let me say.
I don't know that I've ever gotten that question in my life in Philadelphia here about that, but that's, I guess.
But I mean, what I'm saying is, if you wanted to sign
bizarre,
a sack,
bizarre to me. Are we in cap trouble? Whoa.
If you want to sign Fletcher and Sam, I mean, do you have the flexibility to do all you want,
yes,
is what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I mean, all we want. Yes, we have the flexibility to sign other players, but obviously there's a limitation to how much you can do the totality of it, but we do still have room and we still have flexibility.
Fletcher Cox has been entertainingly engaging on Twitter, implying that you guys aren't engaging with him. Is that accurate? Have there been conversations? Because he's making it, you know, I guess, uncompelled. He's been making it sound like...
I would say the last person that... we're trying to play games with or be disrespectful to is Fletcher Cox. I mean, all of our players, but Fletcher Cox is always a priority to us.
You guys have now secured, including Brent Celek, four guys that you have your fingerprints on, guys you drafted, and you were the guy that negotiated Brent Celek's extension. Is this your way of sort of putting your stamp on this team?
This isn't me. This is about our coaching staff. This is about our personnel staff. This is about the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, these are guys that we've all discussed about keeping here, that we believe their play merits the conversation, and as we build it and try to build this team, not only for the short term but the long term, we're all in agreement that these were the right decisions.
Has a decision been made on whether you want Sam Bradford back?
Again, all those decisions with free agents, you know, we talk to those, their representatives. It's hard to do this through the media.
Sure.
Everything is positive about Sam.
What is your vision of how Vinny could be used in Jim Schwartz's scheme?
I think that's a great question for Coach Schwartz. You know, certainly he deserves the right to kind of have the vision of his scheme. He's been tremendously successful, and he has a vision, but when you look at a lot of the reasons that we drafted Vinny, that was a very similar scheme. And what Vinny has done in the last 4 years is also show his ability to get pressure not only outside but inside, you know, rushing over guards. And so that the versatility that you have there that he's shown that maybe we didn't know when we drafted him has been tremendous.
Are there talks with any of the other impending free agents, Walter Thurman and Nolan Carroll?
We try to be in contact with all of our players, and it's a hard time of year. Because obviously free agency is so close, and understandably there are players who are just let me see
Vinny
what's out there.
Vinny was top priority, obviously, of the free agents to be.
Vinny was a very high priority. I don't, you know.
Why?
That's
if Vinny's only playing 35% of the time, Vinny only has 3.5 sacks last year. Why is he in your eyes so valuable that you can invest this sort of resource?
Good question. You know, one, because when you look at what's important to us as we build this team, and that comes from the coaching staff, it's getting pressure on the quarterback and finding pass rushers, and how hard it is to find pass rushers in this league, especially proven pass rushers. And I know that the tendency for all of us is to look at just the last moment, but Vinny had 9 sacks last year. 2 were taken away by penalties. If he was coming into free, was it more? 3, thank you. 3 were taken away by penalties. I mean, if we're flipping the script, and is that proper use of flipping the script right there, Boyko?
Yeah. You're asking the wrong guy.
Thank you. And so if we're flipping the script, I'll use it again, and Vinny was coming off 12 sacks, 9, you know, I mean, I think it's a conversation of how do you let that guy go, you know, and he's an Eagle. I mean, he bleeds green. He's got tremendous potential. Every time he was in the game, he was – getting pressure on the quarterback, and it's hard to find. And so if you let a guy like that go, how are you replacing him? Are you replacing him in free agency? You're replacing him in the draft, which I'm sure you guys will tell me is not an exact science, you know. So, you know, you got a known commodity here, and it's just to us it was an easy decision.
How much more work do you got to do, you think, to get yourself into flexibility this year and next year if you did have to make like a $20 million or $18 million commitment to one player, you know, how far do you have to go?
Question again? This is awesome. we'll have the flexibility to make decisions on players here. Now, again, I think it goes back to, can we do that for 5 or 6 guys? You know, those are high numbers. When you look at it, historically, teams can pay, you know, somewhere between 10 and 11 guys, you know, and it depends how much they're paying those guys. So you got to take that into account, and then you also have to take into account where you're going to be next year, where you're going to be 3 years from now. The flip side of that, too, is you also want to have some guys, when you look at your roster 3 years from now, that are under contract and that you're paying. So I think that all comes into the equation.